supposed to start at 12:05.
12, you should read my packet if you wanna wait for a couple of minutes. So more, to allow more of the visiting to join.
Yeah.
You can wait then, if you need, if you see somebody.
There's just one person there. There's three participants, but.
Okay, so one person is there.
Right.
So can you even say, hi, this is Morgan, wait, I'm heading to 12.
And why is there a trail? Why is there a pause?
Because.
Oh, there, okay, fine, that's fine. Well, I'm not concerned, yeah. We're just gonna wait a few more minutes to allow a few more participants to join, and we shall begin pretty shortly. More people are signing on.
How many you have?
It says six. Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us again for the Yeshiva University Kol Torah Mitzion Lunch and Learn Program. We would just like to point out that sponsorships are still available if anyone would like to sponsor one of the lunch and learns in memory of somebody or in honor of somebody. You can contact the Kolel office. We continue in our discussion focusing in on various real-life questions that were asked to the Kolel Eretz Chemda and Eretz Yisrael, and dealing with issues that people had asked them. So the question at hand in today's shiur is, you can find it on your source sheet. The writer wants to know, we had a minyan without a mourner, and so we did not say the Kaddish after Aleinu. We subsequently learned some Torah, after which I recited Kaddish Derabanan. Some people questioned whether this was right, since Baruch Hashem, both of my parents are alive. Can or should one with living parents say Kaddish Derabanan? The inyan, the notion of saying Kaddish is certainly one that's packed with emotional feelings, halachic implications, and we'll see in today's shiur that those two worlds kind of merge together, the feelings of emotion and, excuse me for a second, the feelings of emotion and the halachic implications kind of blend together in dealing with this shaila. So any discussion regarding Kaddish Derabanan specifically must begin with source number one, found on your source sheet, a Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Seems to be a pretty bleak outlook on life, given by the Amora Rava, Amar Rava, B'chol Yom Vayom Meruba Klolaso Mishal Chaveiro. Every single passing day is worse than the next. The klolos, the curses, seem to get worse and worse. Shenemar, and he says, he sees this in a pasuk, in the Tochacha and Kisavo, Baboker Tomar Mi Yitein Erev, Uba'erev Tomar Mi Yitein Boker. Every day we ask, at night we say, when will it be morning? In the morning we say, in the morning we say, when will it be night? In the night we say, when will the next morning come? And we say, hi, Boker, what's going to be in the next day? Ilema Boker Delamachar Mi Yoda Mai Havi. Who knows what's going to be tomorrow? It seems like, again, a not very rosy outlook on life. So asks Rav in the Gemara, Ve'ela Alma Amai Komekayim. So if this is so, if each day is worse than the next, how do we go on? How does the world continue? What sustains the world? The Gemara answers, Rava answers, Akadusha de Sidra, Ve'ayehe Shemei Rabo de Agadata. Two things sustain the world, keep the world running. Give us a positive approach to dealing with all the terrible things that we see going on in the world. What are these two things? These are the Kedusha de Sidra, the Uval Etzion. This is how Chazal referred to the Uval Etzion that we recite daily in Shacharis. Vayehei Shemei Rabba, and responding Yehei Shemei Rabba to the Kaddish of De Agadita, that comes after learning, specifically learning of Agadita. Rashi on the Gemara explains. He says, A Kedusha de Sidra, what's so special about the Kedusha de Sidra? What is so special about Uvalat Zion? So he says, Seder Kedusha Shelo Tiknua Elashiu Kol Yisrael Oskim Bator B'chol Yom Vayom. That the purpose of the Uvalat Zion is to allow all of Klal Yisrael, granted people are going to work, they might not have an opportunity to learn Torah every day, so when we say Uvalat Zion every day, it gives everybody in Klal Yisrael an opportunity to learn Torah on a daily basis. And he says, not only is everybody continues in Rashi, that it's V'kevan Shenoeg B'chol Yisrael V'talmidim U'ba'amei Ha'aretz. This is a Torah, a uniting Torah. It's a Torah learned by the biggest Talmud Chacham in Klal Yisrael and by the biggest Amei Ha'aretzos, the biggest people who don't know their Aleph Beis from, and they certainly don't know so much Torah, but still in all, this Torah that they can learn on a daily basis, so that unites them with all the Talmidei Chachamim, they're all learning the same thing. V'yesh kan shtayim, Kedushas Hashem v'Talmud Torah. This Kedusha is also a fusion of Kedushas Hashem and Talmud Torah. It's a great form of learning because it unites the Kedushas Hashem, the sanctity of God's name, and Talmud Torah. Again, you can look in your Siddur to see the beauty of the Uvalat Zion prayer. It says, because of this, it's chavivu. It is so beloved that it keeps the world running. And he says, similarly, v'chein, yehei shmei rabba mevorach. Responding, yehei shmei rabba mevorach in the Kaddish, she'onin achar hagadah she'adarshin doresh berabim b'chol Shabbos. He says, this is talking about a drush. Let's say the rabbi were to give a drush every Shabbos. So then they would respond, after the drush, they would say, the Kaddish derabbanon. Hayunogen kach. So they would say this Kaddish derabbanon. V'sham hayu nikbatzim kol ha'am. Again, it was a unifying type of Dvar Torah. Everyone came to shul on Shabbos, and because there was so much unity, because everyone was learning the Torah from the rabbi's sermon, so they would say this Kaddish derabbanan to give sanctity to God. And says the Gemara, this is what's keeping the world running. We know that we say this Kaddish derabbanan on a daily basis. We say it after we say korbanos, leading into Psukei Dezimra, right before we say the Mizmor Shir, and right before we say the Baruch Sha'amar, or if you daven Nusach Sfard, going right into the Hodu. So we say Kaddish Derabbanan right after Rabbi Yishmael. So it's interesting, because the Gemara would seem to indicate that you have to say the Kaddish Derabbanan after Agadita, we said in source number one. Agadita is more of the Hashkafic, the stories of Chazal, which give us moral lessons, moral teachings. The context and the of the Korbanos isn't really Mili de Agadita, it's not stories. It's the Psukim, it's the Mishnayos regarding the bringing of the Korbanos. It's very interesting, why are we saying the Kaddish Derabbanan if the Gemara seems to say you only say Kaddish Derabbanan after Agadita? So I heard in a shir by Rabbi Michael Taubes, a Rav in Teaneck, New Jersey, that he explained based on Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya explains that it's a combination of both the Rabbi Yishmael Omer, the Mishnayos pertaining to Korbanos, which aren't Mile de Agadita, but we say at the end, the Yehi Ratzon, Sheibana Beis HaMikdash, so that kind of makes this the Korbanos, saying of Korbanos, it puts it in the context of Mile de Agadita, puts it in the context of Hashkafa, of something which can be enjoyed by both Talmidei Chachamim and Amei Ratzim. So we therefore say the Kaddish Derabbanan. That's an interesting side point. So again, it would seem like there's nothing wrong with saying Kaddish Derabbanan. It seems to be one of the things that the world runs on. If not for the Kaddish Derabbanan, it seems like we would live in a pretty dreary world. And so it would seem pretty obvious that there shouldn't be anything wrong with saying Kaddish. We know, in general, there's nothing intrinsic about Kaddish, per se, that makes it a bad thing, that makes it kind of spooky to say. We know the Chazan, for example, whether or not he's a mourner, so he can say Kaddish. He says Kaddish Tiskabel. He says Kaddish before Baruch Hu. So the notion of saying Kaddish in and of itself isn't necessarily such a bad thing, and so you would think saying Kaddish Derabbanan should certainly be allowed by anyone, even if their parents are still alive. So where does this question that the questioner asked, Kol Eretz Chamda, where does he get his question from? So if we dig a little bit deeper, we look, and source number two is the Ramah. The Ramah of Moshe Israelis in Yoredeya, Shin Ayin Vav, Dalid, he explains the notion behind saying Kaddish in the first place. He says, again in source number two, you can see it on your screen, V'nimsa b'midrashos lomar kaddish al ha'av. We see when a parent dies, so there's an inyan, there's an ocean to say kaddish, to recite the mourner's kaddish. And he says, you can see this in the footnote, he tells you where you can find it. He says, you see it in Tanit Be'el Yo, and you see it in the Zohar. And he says, Alkei nagu lomar al avim kaddish ba'asur yud beis chodesh, that we say recite kaddish for our parent for the 12 months. V'chein nagu lehaftir ben navi ulispal arvis b'mosei shabbosos shehu azman shechozer nanishamos legehenim. Somehow saying, leading the services, when one is a chiyuv, when a parent dies, and one is a mourner, and they lead the services, or one says Kaddish on behalf of their departed parent, somehow that can alleviate the suffering that that parent might be going through in the afterworld, in Gehenna. And they get this, the poskim get this, there's a very fascinating medrash that says that Rabbi Akiva once was in a cemetery, and he had some sort of dream, he saw an apparition of somebody who had passed away. And this person looked like he was going through a lot of pain. He was carrying a lot of heavy burdens, and he looked like he was suffering. And Rabbi Akiva said, "What can I do to ease your suffering?" And this person said, "They tell me in the afterworld there's nothing that can be done to ease my suffering. I did various chatoim, which the Medrash lists very severe sins, which there's nothing to do to alleviate my suffering." And Rabbi Akiva says, "What do you mean? There's got to be something." He says, "This person who came to Rabbi Akiva in the dream says, there is one thing. They said, if I had a child, so that child can recite, can lead the services. If that child leads the services, somehow, again, I'm not sure exactly how, it seems to be some deep esoteric idea, somehow that will alleviate the pain." And so Rabbi Akiva, an amazing story, Rabbi Akiva tracks down this child. It turns out this man did have a child somewhere. He tracks him down, and nobody in the town thought much of this child, and Rabbi Akiva takes him under his wing. He teaches him how to daven, and it was a beautiful ending. But it seems like the main chiyuv on a mourner would be to lead the services. But he continues the Rama, v'nogu lomar kaddish al ha'em afal pisha av chayadayin, that read this line in the Rama, we say kaddish because we know that there can only be one person leading the services. So if there's only one person leading the services, what are the rest of the mourners supposed to do? So the rest of the mourners, they say kaddish and during the davening, because that gives them an opportunity to sort of lead the services, to fulfill that notion of alleviating the pain of those who might be suffering in the afterworld. So there's a very interesting idea in the Rama at the very end of source number 2. He says, "V'nagu lomar kaddish al ha'em, af al pisha av chay adayin." Let's say, for instance, unfortunately, one were to lose one of their parents. Let's say, chas v'shalom, somebody's mother were to die, and the father was still alive. So does that person recite kaddish for their mother? So the Rama says clearly that even though the father is still alive, one can recite Kaddish Yasum, the mourner's Kaddish, for the loss of one parent. And Eino biyado limchos libno shelo yomar Kaddish al imo. Not only that, but the Rama says the father should not stop the son from reciting the Kaddish. Now, why would the father think of stopping the son from reciting the Kaddish if the son lost one of the parents, the mother? So some Mefarshim explain that there is a notion, you know, we have various discussions about Ayin Hara, but there is the notion brought down in Chazal, Tiftach Bela Satan. One should not open their mouth to the Satan. We shouldn't say things which might end up having some impact on how the world is run and might have some impact on Chas V'Shalom, the father's life. The father's concerned. Listen, you lost your mother. It's a terrible thing, but I'm nervous if you say the Kaddish, the mourner's Kaddish, maybe that will somehow impact my life. Maybe some people will think that you lost your father and your mother, and somehow, again, unclear a little bit how this works. It's up to those who know Kabbalah and the deeper teachings of the Torah, how this works. Al tiftach bel satan, people might say something which will put an ayin hara, or again, not sure how it works, but somehow will cause an early death to the father as well. So it seemed like there should be a notion of al tiftach bel satan. Maybe one should refrain from saying Kaddish if they have one parent still alive. And yet the Rama says, no, we don't. That doesn't play a role. The father should not tell the son not to say Kaddish. Now it's interesting. If you look at source number 3, the Pischei Tshuva is Rav Avram Tzvi Einstadt, a 19th century Gaon. So he writes a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, a running commentary, and there he says, he's medayik. He makes an inference based on the Rama. He says, Sha'av Chai. We said that if the father is alive, he shouldn't tell the son to not say Kaddish for the departed mother. So if you see in source number 3, it says, Mashma, it sounds like from the Rama, De'im Shneim Chaim, if both of the parents are alive, meaning the father is alive and the mother is also alive, Lo Yomer Kaddish, that the son should not, or the child should not recite Kaddish, if both of the parents are still alive. V'zeh Dafka Kaddish Yosom. But he says, okay, so we learn two things. If both parents are still alive, the child should not recite the Kaddish. V'zeh dafka Kaddish Yosom. But what is the Rama referring to? He's referring to the mourner's Kaddish. Aval Kaddish derabanan yachol lomar. But if the child wants to recite Kaddish derabanan, gazunta hey, there's nothing wrong with saying the Kaddish derabanan. As the Gemara pointed out, Kaddish derabanan is what keeps the world running. And if you're worried about giving an ayin hara al tiftach pel satan, so that's only regarding the mourner's Kaddish. If someone Baruch Hashem has both of their parents still alive, so maybe one should not recite the mourner's Kaddish if no one else in the shul is reciting the Kaddish. But the rabbi's Kaddish, the Kaddish derabanan, which is recited after learning Torah, so there's nothing wrong with it. In fact, the Gemara views it as a positive thing. So it would seem to be a davar pashut, it would seem to be a clear-cut answer to the questioner's question, should he have said the Kaddish derabanan? It would seem like, why not? There's nothing wrong, at least the way the Pischei Tshuva is reading the Rama. Now this doesn't seem to be muskam l'kol adeos. This doesn't seem to be agreed upon by all of the poskim. In source number 4, we have the Shailus Uchuvas Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Eliezer of Oldenburg, who passed away about 4 years ago. He was a very prolific author. He lived in Yerushalayim. He was on the Beis Din in Yerushalayim. He was the head rabbi of Shari Tzedek Hospital, really a Talmud Chacham Muvak, and a very prolific author of Shailus Uchuvas. So there he writes that Amnam Ra'isi B'Sefer Mata Ephraim. He quotes the Sefer Mata Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolis, where the Sefer Mata Ephraim writes, L'gabi Kaddish Shela'achar Drasha, regarding the Kaddish, after a Drasha, like the Gemara had, after the rabbi gives a speech, or after you learn some Torah, Shemad Gish Lichtov, that the Mata Ephraim seemed to write, Sheyomar Oso Misha Einlo Av Emet. The rabbi's Kaddish can only be recited by somebody who doesn't have a father and mother. It seems like if the parents are still alive, then one should not be the one reciting the mourners, the rabbi's Kaddish. Again, if the parents are still alive, both parents are still alive, then one should not recite the rabbi's Kaddish after learning. Now, he seems to point out that, again, the svara would be that it's a little bit odd. Imagine someone gives a shir, and then somebody gets up at the end of the shir and starts saying the rabbi's Kaddish, the Kaddish derabanan. So people in the shul, they might say, what's going on here? We know this guy. We know his parents, or this person, this man or woman. We know this person. Their parents are still alive. So it's a little bit odd that they're reciting Kaddish. We thought their parents are still alive. And again, it might get back into that notion of al tiftach pel satan, of somehow bringing into the world an ayin hara, which could impact the lives of the parents of the person saying Kaddish. So the Mata Ephraim says, we should be concerned. Now the Tzitz Eliezer rejects it, and even a simple read of the Mata Ephraim doesn't seem to indicate that he was making he was being so meduyak, that only somebody whose parents are not alive. It would seem, some of the Mephorshim on the page of the Mata Ephraim seem to say, no, the Mata Ephraim wasn't ever saying that. That even somebody whose parents are alive could indeed say the Kaddish Derabanan. But again, we see that there could be a reading out there, there could be a posik out there, who would say that a child with both parents still alive shouldn't recite the Kaddish Derabanan. But seemingly based on the Gemara, again, it would be a positive thing to say the Kaddish Derabanan, so there shouldn't be anything wrong with it. So why don't most people say the Kaddish Derabanan? And where, again, is this question coming from? So again, we look back to that Rama that we started with in source number 2, where we said that the father shouldn't tell the child not to say the Kaddish for the departed mother. Now what's going on over there? Again, a child lost one of their parents, and the father is nervous about the child saying Kaddish because he feels that it will impact maybe al tiftach pel satan, maybe ayin hara. But so the father shouldn't, the Rama says. But let's say the father in fact does give the child, he makes a statement, I don't want you to say Kaddish while I'm still alive. So can the child still recite the Kaddish? Now again, we're referring to the mourner's Kaddish, not the Kaddish derabanan. So if you look at source number five is a Rama in Kuflamed Beis in Orachaim, not in Yoredeya. In Or Chaim, Kuflam, and Beis. So there he's referring to davening, the various times we say Kaddish, Omer Machar Sima Tfilah, Aleinu L'Shabayach, Umar, we say Aleinu at the end of davening, Vizar L'Omer B'Kavana, okay? And after Aleinu, we say Kaddish Yoso Machar Aleinu. Right? We say the mourner's Kaddish after Aleinu. And he says, V'afilu Ein Yosom B'Beis HaKnesses. Let's say there is no mourner in the Beis HaKnesses in the Shul. Yomar Oso Misha Ein Lo Ava'Ein. So somebody who had lost a parent a while ago, so they're still considered a Yasom. They can be the one who recites the Kaddish after Aleinu. Again, it's important. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that we always say, it seems like they go hand in hand. Kaddish and Psukim. Whenever we say Psukim, you'll see in davening, so at the end of reciting that section of the Psukim, so there's some sort of Kaddish. So the Rama says that since we ended off Aleinu with Psukim, so one, there should be a Kaddish recited. It preferably should be recited by a Yasom, by a Chiyuv, who is saying Kaddish for their parent. But if there's no Chiyuv, then somebody who lost a parent a while ago should be the one to recite the Kaddish. And then the Rama continues, very fascinating. He says, "Afilu misha yesh lo av ve'eim." Even one who has a parent, who has both parents still alive, yachol omro. So not only can one say the Kaddish de Rabbanon, but one, according to the Rama, someone with both parents still alive, Baruch Hashem, can even say the Kaddish yosom, the mourner's Kaddish. But what? With the caveat, im ein aviv ve'imo makbidim. As long as the parents aren't makbid, as long as the parents don't explicitly say that they shouldn't say the Kaddish. If the parents are nervous about the child saying Kaddish, then the child should not say the Kaddish. So again, it seems very interesting. So on one hand, we said the Kaddish derabanan, it shouldn't be such a big deal. What difference should it make? And before, we said even that a father should in fact not tell a child to refrain from saying Kaddish. And here, however, the Rama says, if indeed the parent, the mother or the father say that one should not say the Kaddish, even the mourner's Kaddish, so the child does not say the mourner's Kaddish. And the Mishnah Brura, at the bottom of source number 5, so he elaborates further, and he says, Yachol Omro, that a child with both parents still alive can say the Kaddish. So he says, Ritzono Lomar, Davka Bishahu, Mishayer Shalo, Yakbidu Azeh. That he has to know, the child has to know, well, that the parents aren't makbid. If the child knows for sure that the parents aren't makbid about saying Kaddish, then in fact, the child can even what? Can even say the Kaddish Yasom. So what are we going to say about the Kaddish Derabanan? Again, we wanted to say that the Kaddish Derabanan, so that should be even better than the Kaddish of the Yasom. That the Kaddish Derabanan is something that keeps the world running. It's not limited to mourners. In fact, if anyone has been to a Siyum, so we know at the end of a Siyum, so we say a special Kaddish. It's a very interesting. People often break their teeth on that Kaddish. But that Kaddish is, in fact, just an elaborate Kaddish Derabanan. And we know that people don't seem to have a problem at all saying the Kaddish Derabanan at a Siyum. Most people probably don't know that it's related to the Kaddish Derabanan. You don't figure that out until you're halfway through the Kaddish. But that's indeed a Kaddish Derabanan. And still not all people say it. So you see, sometimes people aren't so nervous about saying the Kaddish Derabanan. So on one hand, again, if people, Baruch Hashem, have parents still alive, so maybe we should say it's not such a bad thing to say the Kaddish Derabanan, as the Gemara says, it's what keeps the world running. On the other hand, based on this Rama, based on this Mishnah Brura, it seems that if one knows that a parent is going to be makbid, then they shouldn't recite the Kaddish, a Kaddish Yasom, and maybe not even a Kaddish Derabanan, because again, we see that the prevalent minhag in most shuls is that people who aren't mourners don't say the Kaddish Derabanan, and it might appear to be a little bit odd if somebody starts saying Kaddish Derabanan. So if people aren't used to hearing a Kaddish Derabanan from a non-mourner, and if people know that the person saying Kaddish Derabanan has both parents still alive, it might get back into this notion of Ein Hara Al Tiftach Pe L'Satan. So how do the poskim, what do they say? So again, we're not here to paskin halacha l'maisa, we're just here to open our eyes to the various shitas that are out there. But in source number 6, we have the Shalos Tshuvos Yabio Omer of Avadio Yosef's responsa. And there, if you read through the tshuva, so he seems to indicate that he would say that if the parents are makbid, one should not say the Kaddish. Again, he says in the world of the Rama, for the Ashkenazim, so the parents shouldn't be so makbid on telling their children not to say Kaddish. Again, in the case of the mourner, if a child lost one of their parents, so the Rama said that the other parent shouldn't tell them to refrain from saying Kaddish. That child should in fact say Kaddish. So again, he would say, if you're Ashkenazim, Avadi Yosef would say, if you're Ashkenazi, so you should follow the Rama, and one shouldn't tell their child not to say Kaddish. But if a child's parent had told them specifically, do not say Kaddish, so again, they should listen to that parent. And that parent's hakpada, that parent, their nervousness or their worry about looking odd or al tiftach bel satan, so that plays a role. That emotional factor plays a role in the halacha, and one should not say Kaddish if explicitly told not to. But again, one maybe doesn't have to ask their parent whether or not they feel makbid. Again, as Rav Avadi Yosef later in the tshuva says, maybe one, you don't have to bring up the subject. If it's halachically totally fine to say, especially Kaddish Derabanan, and the parent doesn't know the halachas behind it. So if the parent is going to be nervous about it, and like the Mishnah Brura said, if you know, even without asking them, that the parent is going to be nervous, So again, then you shouldn't say, one shouldn't say the Kaddish. But if the parents, they don't know the halacha, they're not going to be nervous whether or not you do it. And they're only going to be nervous if you tell them, let's say, Mom, Dad, do you mind if I say Kaddish, even though Baruch Hashem, you're both still alive, but the Gemara seems to say that it's okay to say Kaddish derabanan. And then they start thinking about it and say, you know what, it's a little bit weird, we're not so comfortable with it. So they're only not so comfortable with it because once you bring up the subject, that there might be reason not to be comfortable. So that's why they're not comfortable. But if knowing the halacha that it should be totally fine to say the Kaddish derabanan, so if you don't really have to bring it to their attention, and one could even say Kaddish derabanan. So getting back to the original question, so can one or should one with living parents say the Kaddish derabanan? So perhaps one should. I know when I was learning in yeshiva in Karen B'Avne, so the posek had ruled that one should, if there are no mourners in the minyan, then the person leading the Psukah de Zimra service, already starting with the recitation of the Karbanos, so whoever was saying the Karbanos, should, in fact, say the Kaddish derabanan. So again, people weren't comfortable with it. I know I wasn't so comfortable saying it. I just thought it was a little bit odd. Again, the emotions behind it, Baruch Hashem, if your parents are still alive, so I wasn't so comfortable with it. But again, according to the Gemara, it would seem to be fine. I don't know if my parents would have been comfortable with it. But again, Meikar Adin would seem, I think they bring down even from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, also Paskin that way, that the parents should be fine with it. You don't have to bring it to their attention. Once it's brought to their attention and they are Makbid, so again, maybe one should refrain from saying the Kaddish, even the Kaddish Derabanan, as long as the parents are Makbid. We'd like to thank you again for joining us in the Shir. Just to point out again, we spoke today about saying the Kaddish. We know saying the Kaddish is one of the ways that Chazal tells is a way to bring kavod to the Mason. So just to point out again, sponsorships are available besides saying Kaddish, another way to give kavod to people who have departed, or to give honor to those who are still living, Baruch Hashem. You can sponsor one of the shiurs. You can call the office and talk to either Sam Meadow or anyone else who's taking who picks up the phone. Thank you. Oh, somebody's in the chat box. We're on a save the meeting. Yeah.
You dialed *770. 1. If you at the tone, please record your name for announcement to the call organizer, and then press the pound key to enter your conference.
You done?
Yeah.
So what Rabbi Grant did that last time?
Yeah.
Did you hit?
I said, save the stuff.
To hear us.
I muted it.
Oh, it's
yeah.
Muted? Okay. So Rabbi Branda, when I came in, what he did is he, if somebody, he invited people to ask questions, and then people wrote him, and he answered while the phone was on, because everybody can hear. He repeated the question, and then he put the answer. But it was very interesting.
That's a good move.
I really enjoyed, really. It's like, okay.